This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. You can download the 9/11 Commission report from the Commission's website right now, but if you don't feel like waiting for your printer to spew out nearly 600 pages, you can pay $10 for the published report at many bookstores today. Publisher W.W. Norton and Company is shipping more than 500,000 copies to booksellers. Peter Osnos knows a little something about turning government documents into books. He is publisher and chief executive of the publishing house Public Affairs. The firm put out Kenneth Starr's 1998 report on the Clinton-Lewinsky affair, and he joins us from his office in New York. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Madeline.
So newspapers are printing the juicy bits, and anyone can download this report. Who's going to bother going to a bookstore and pay for this?
Well, I think if you step back and look at the way we accumulate information, you realize that we do it in a variety of ways. Take movies. You can go to a movie on Friday night. You can take a video out on Saturday night, or DVD, you can watch on television. People like to do things in different ways. And there is a significant audience of people that in the end are going to want to hold it in their hands and put it on their shelf and put it in their pockets. And the best way to do that is to have it as a book. And I think it's an item which has value and relevance right now. And of course, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years from now, it'll be in libraries and it'll become a standard reference material.
You published the Starr Report, and it sold more than 300,000 copies in bookstores. Now, that report had sex in it. Will the public be as committed to reading the 9/11 report?
Well, we'll find out, won't we? I think 9/11 is a defining event of our time, no matter how you do it. I guess some of your listeners are old enough to remember the Warren Commission and after the assassination of JFK, which was an event, I think, really on a scale of 9/11. Warren Commission was published as a book. It sold a great many copies, still probably sells today. I think there's a tradition of people wanting to know exactly what happened in the most authoritative way, and it's an important thing for the public to be offered that information. Whether they choose to do it, well, that's their, you know, it's up to them.
And your company published a book that had excerpts from the interim reports from the 9/11 Commission along with the House Senate Joint Inquiry Report. How did that go?
What we did was we took the staff reports, which were the reports generated for the commission and then released as it went along, which are the building blocks, in a sense, of the final report. This was an unusual approach that the commission took, and those reports were really first rate. I mean, I read them as they were coming out, and I said, these are good enough, and in fact, they should be a book, and that's what they are. So there are those reports. Then there was the House-Senate inquiry on 9/11, and then we got the key testimony, Condoleezza Rice, George Tenet, and so forth. We made it as much of a narrative as you can possibly have, and we have in it an essay which gives you the history of these commissions. We put that out about 3 weeks ago. It's selling pretty well, and I hope it will sell as a, you know, important standard reference in addition to the final report for some time.
This report is in bookstores today, which is
right.
Unusual. Technically, how did they do that? How did they ship these reports?
Well, I don't know exactly because I didn't do it, but we, along with a couple of other publishers, were approached by the commission and asked to make effectively a bid for the right to publish it. And as I understood the plan, it was to be sure that the confidentiality of the report could be protected. It was sent electronically, really, from the commission right to the printer and then was printed out, and that the publisher never had it milling around the office. In other words, no one wanted leaks here. And once the report was actually prepared, my understanding is that it was then overnighted by air to bookstores around the country so that it would be available at more or less the same time that the commission report is available on the web.
Peter Osnos is publisher and chief executive of the publishing company Public Affairs, and he joined us from New York. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
And you can also read the commission's final report at npr.org.